A group of independent businesses in Greater Victoria is urging consumers to take a 30-day challenge to support local companies as a potential trade war looms with the United States. Think Local First has about 180 member companies, ranging from grocers and clothing retailers to eye care professionals and hotels. They say they reinvest their earnings in hiring employees, paying local taxes and supporting community events. President Mary Lou Newbold said the 30-day target is based on the fact that it takes about a month for consumers to form a new habit. She said with potential 25% tariffs on Canadian goods heading to the U.S. starting as early as March, matched by countervailing duties on U.S. goods coming to Canada, there is no better time to start the challenge. Let's challenge ourselves to make a positive change by thinking local first and supporting businesses in our own community any way we can, said Newbold. She said the looming trade war with Canada's largest trading partner has highlighted how important it is to build a resilient local economy, starting in our own streets and storefronts. The Think Local First initiative isn't about boycotting specific products, she said, but about supporting local businesses as they sell inventory they've already invested in, wherever it may be from. Newbold said many Think Local First members are taking a fresh look at where they are sourcing their products as they face potential supply chain problems in the coming months. She called on shoppers to support business owners as they take time to research and, in some cases, revamp vendor lists when procuring both our old favorites and potentially some new and exciting Canadian-made alternatives as well. These are the people who sponsor our kids' sports clubs, donate to local arts programming and charity initiatives, and create jobs for our friends and families, she said. Together we can make a real difference that will ultimately benefit us all. Dee Closter at TimesColonist.com. Greater than to find local businesses, go to thinklocalvictoria.com. Greater than to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.